Ashru Chastani, Omar bin Ficha Achaz Yotza. Now, this we found a Bryce would say is that you have to the Omar bin Ficha Achaz means you're supposed to tkiya true tkiya one exhalation, one breath. Ashru Chastani, there's a Bryce would you found said bin Ficha Achaz Yotza, right? That you're Yotze with one breath, but that sounds like you're yotze, but you don't have to do it in one breath, right? So says Gemara Vatnina and say that Kiyo Shlosha Shel Shloisha Vatnina say that Kiyo. I'm sorry, it's not a bit me. It's a statement. Vatnina, we found breath is say that Kiyo Shlosha Shel Shloisha. It says that you should do the Seder Tkiyos three each of three, meaning Tarat, 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 right? Tkiya, Tru, Tkiya, Tkiya, Tru, Tkiya, Tkiya, Tru, Tkiya. Sounds like it's supposed to be three separate kolos, right? So it's more no shal yivchos. It means that it's not, doesn't mean that they have to all be done in three separate breaths. It could be all done in the same breath, but it has to be three distinct sounds. So it has to be, that's what you have to have. So Mizir Rabbi Yavarai Loi B'Shem Rav said, in fact, it's Machlokas. Tzorech L'Riyah Mitoch Pshuta. This statement held that you have to actually have the truot coming out of the tkiya. It's not clear exactly what it means. It sounds like it has to be B'Shem Machlokas, has to be one exhalation, but not necessarily. It could be that it's just that it has to be immediately adjacent there too. It's not clear. One doesn't have to come out of the other. What's a trua?
It's a little bit hard to do
the
same breath simply because you have a mouth.
Well, who said the Ushami had a makri? The Bavli doesn't even mention the makri. As far as I know, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Shas. We made it up for our own convenience. Okay? So, Ezri Aro, what is the Trub? Chanin Ramon, Chadamar, I hain to remove. It's like trumpet blast. That's what we call a Trua. Chadamar, the other said, Tlaskik on three short blast, what do we call shvarim? Should be the day. Achino did both, right? That Raimon is saying that which he said he himself says, so that's where we have the way we do it today. Vedam Rada, and where do we find a similar statement to our Mishnah, which is which says that you need to have distinct kolos, meaning if you made a tkiya, a long tkiya, and tried to count for this two, that doesn't work. They have to be distinct. Where do we see that? Talk of Rishonim, we had a previous in Masech, the talk of Rishonim, you blew a long tkiya, mashal b'shnei kushtayim, you made it as if it was two, and b'yor al-achas only counts as one. Rabbi Abba, bar Zmina, b'shem Rabbi Zira said, I feel achas and b'yodah, he said, you don't even count, doesn't even count as one. We don't paskin like him, but he says I even count as one. Lomar, why? Rosha gabi sofa mitzvah. The end of it, the beginning of it, prevents it from being considered a complete key at the end. And sofa gabi rosha mitzvah. In the end of it, prevents it from being a complete key at the beginning. Lo rosha isli sof. So his beginning doesn't have an end. Lo sof isli rosha. His end does not have a beginning. So he comes out with nothing. Okay. Now, interesting Gemara. B'malkam echotaykim. They have a choice of going to two shuls. One of them is a shul which they blow shofar. Margay elvarach, the other one they daven musaf. I don't know. Neither shul does both. Okay? One shul does one shul does the other. Where should you go? Eastani, this is a funny question. Eastani, those who said, Hoyachitzot, okay? Should go to the place where they blow.
Well, that's the chiyuv.
That's what you say. Just a minute. Eastani, Tani, Eitzot, Avarach, those who say, should go to that place where they have a musaf. So Gemara says, Man, the Maral, Hoyachitzot, Tokia. He says to go to the Tokia, b'she'en b'yom k'day l'tkoa, because when there's no not enough time left in the day to be tokea, unless you go there. He says, no, go to the Musaf guy, and then go to the Musaf, and then chapa right there, and then you go afterwards to hear shofar. So, Echlam, it sounds like you so far, right? That really doesn't mean you should go to that Musaf, say, in Tkiyas. It means that there's enough time, so go hear Musaf, and then go to Tkiyas afterwards.
Musaf, you could do Biyachidus, Tkiyas.
That we're getting to. Says the Gemara, Nishmini Minato. Let's try and bring another proof from here. That there's a machlokas. Okay? There's actual machlokas. In other words, till now we're saying, oh, don't really argue. The guy says, Mavarch Lavda, Afri. Man, if there's enough time to go there and get back. Says the Manat. Let's say they talk or argue. Dom Rabbi Akiva, Yedi B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, B'moko Mecha, taken if one place they build Shor, B'moko Mecha, Vorach, the other place they make him Musaf, Echlo Yitzel Tokei, you go to the place where they're blowing Shor, V'Veno Echlo Yitzel Mavarach, not the place where they're blowing, not the place where they're making the brachos. V'Hei Da'a Marda, that's one opinion. Where's the other opinion? Which where would tell the other opinion? Yodav Shoshonish Chalies B'Shabes. When Yodav Shoshonish comes out on Shabbos, B'mochem Echo Toikim, B'mochem Echo Mevorchim. One place they're blowing Shor, the other place they're making Musaf. Echlo Eitzel Mevorech. V'Eino Holy Echlo Eitzel Tokeya. You go to the place without any Musaf and not the place where they're blowing.
That's because it's Shabbos.
Right.
No. I thought about that. not because of that. No, but that's going to be a factor, but not because of that. Lama, why is that? Gemara gives a reason. Shakol yoidim l'tkoa. Anybody can blow shofar. Vena kol yoidim mevorech. Even an amateur, truth is, I've never done it, but Gemara is assuming even an amateur can blow shofar. So if you don't need an expert, bal tokeya, so do it yourself. But Musaf, you know, they didn't have Sidurim back then. So if you don't know Musaf, where are you going to hear Musaf? You don't go to hear Musaf. Okay? Dovrach, another interpretation. You know what? It only takes two people to be Yoytzi Shofar. The Tokea and the Shomea. But how many people does it take to be Yoytzi Musaf?
One.
Ten.
No, Musaf.
Because you need a Musaf minion.
Minion.
How many Jews does it take to screw in a light bulb? Right? You need 10 Jews in order to make them be in order to be your Musaf. Okay? Yotav of Rosh Hashanah, which happens on Shabbos, lo k'mi she'en b'yodah k'day l'itkoa. This is a proof positive. We're just elaborating the proof. Yotav of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, where do they blow shofar? Only in
basin.
If the basin disperses, when the basin disperses, you can no longer blow shofar. So this is definitely a time when Ein lo shos l'itkoa. Right, we tell for sure Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah comes on a Shabbos. If you miss the one time a day when they're blowing a shofar, you can't come later on and have shofar blown for you. Yeah, nevertheless, it says go to the Mevorech and not to the Tokea, right? This tells us that they argue that some people place greater emphasis on Musaf, even if you're not going to hear a shofar that day. Even if you're talking not going to hear, it's still better to go to Musaf. Rav Gamliel Meir Shliach Chatzibur Motzi Sarai Dei Chavasan. Rav Gamliel says that Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi the Rabbim, their Chiv and Shmona Esrei. Even though normally we daven our own Shmona Esrei, by Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas here means Musaf Rosh Hashanah. We rely on him because it's very difficult for everybody to know it. No, you are hearing it.
I was wondering about in the context of what we were just saying before, whether you should go to hear Musaf or not go.
Yeah.
So the question is, he's saying this, even if you don't, it's better to go hear the shofar because
What do you mean? Who's saying Rav Gamliel?
Yeah.
How so?
What I'm wondering is he saying that it's better to go hear the shofar blowing because, in terms of Musaf, even if you don't hear the Musaf, the Shliach Tzibur is Motzi everybody.
You have to be there in order to
be healthy. No, you have to be there. Yeah.
That's what I'm suggesting. Is he saying, you got to be there?
Sorry.
Shomea Kaone.
Yes, Shoal Shomea Kaone.
The ideal solution would be.
I'm just thinking, you know, that it just seems strangely sticking this in the context of what happened before. This is like, this doesn't relate to what we just did, and it's like out of nowhere.
It's not out of nowhere, because I mean, you don't see there's Muslim.
I'm not a limiter to the Rishonim, but so why is he just saying this out of the clear blue? Well, okay.
That's hot tonight. It's steamy.
Because I have no milk in there. Fleischer.
An ideal situation would have been for them to blow shofar during Musaf. So you could go hear Musaf and also hear shofar.
Right, obviously, that's an ideal. I don't know.
Because we mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's about a case where there weren't so many shofars around. I know. Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Chisdav, Yasvin, Tamon, Vitkiyasa. Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Chisa was sitting over there at the time Musa Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Min the tzon es tzlosa after the Shliach Tzibur Davin. Interesting, the Shliach Tzibur Davin first. Now they got a Chazor Shatz. See, they knew to do it right. Time Chazor Shatz comes on, everybody wants to go home, right? So they did first the Shliach Tzibur Davin. So min the tzon at tzlosa kum Rav Chisa Chisa got up, but it's Matzi want Davin. Only Rav Zero Zero said, look, for tzim, the way Davin already heard Musa. So he said, Matzil never closed her mouth. So I have to die, I daven, but I have to daven again. The Nachtun Maravim, and because they came down from Eretz Yisrael, and Maravim means Eretz Yisrael from the west, Rami Taman, they said there, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, named Rabbi Yochanan, Halokran Gamliel Blin Kiyosa. The Halokran Gamliel, that he will to from Shriel Tzibor. But V'ona, the low Kavanis, but I did not have proper Kavana. And ilu kavanis no fikdei chavasa. Only if you had proper kavanos, you have to hear mila b'mila. It's not so simple. That's why generally you don't encourage this business of being yotze yirchiv by shomei kohen, because you have to have proper kavana. So he said, I didn't have proper kavana, so I have to do it over again. Amrei zirvizin said via us. Now, in any event, that which he passed in the meal is proper. And the evidence for this is Rabbi Yoshua Tanilab Shayon Chomim. Rabbi Yoshua said in his brisa, in name of Chachomim, that one is Yotze Shomei Kohane by Musa Vishmo Rosh Hashanah. So we see that this is obviously the proper psak. Rabbi Yadav Kisar Mishem Rabbi Yoichan and said, Vushi Esham, we always shall feel you have to hear from the beginning. You can't come to the Lishmon Esrei and start listening from Malchus and Chronos and Sharpus. You have to hear the whole thing from the beginning. On right, Tanchum, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Masis, on Merkain, the Mishnah says, it says, Seder B'lochais, Oymer, Ovos, Gvurus, Kudushas, Hashem. You have to start from the very beginning and hear Ovos, Gvurus, Kudushas, Hashem as well. Hajlach, Berk, Yodav, Sigal, Mesechus, Rosh Hashanah. Hajlach, Berk, Yodav, Sigal, Mesechus, Rosh Hashanah. Hajlach, Berk, Yodav, Sigal, Mesechus, Rosh Hashanah.
It's clear that the subsequent context of this gemara
I repress
is saying that Rav Gamliel is talking
about. I'm very upset that I didn't remember to bring anything. But neither did you guys remember to bring anything. You shall meet Masech to start a dime a dozen, right?
No. So it's clear that Rav Gamliel is talking about a context where he had it.
We had what?
They put Rav Gamliel in the context of Rav Gamliel is set from what's taking place afterwards rather than what was said before. And afterwards is whether the person had kavanah before the chazan or not.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's clear what both of you said is correct rather than what I suggest.
That's right. They have to have kavanah. It's not just enough to be that they have a kind of city to be here. Although, there is a Gemara Brachos which we saw. I just realized there is a Gemara Brachos we said something like that you don't necessarily have to daven Chazar or Shatz. You don't have to necessarily daven Musaf as long as somebody in the city is davening Musaf. The Chever Ir is davening Musaf. We have that in Yerushalmi Brachos, right?
I don't
remember. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. That not everybody is davening Musaf individually. But I don't think the Yerushalmi is referring to that over here. Okay. Yuma. Way back to the beginning of the book. Oh. By the way, today's Nine's Blood is Yom Chav Beis.
What's that?
Yom Chav Beis.
Catching up.
Yeah. Because that's the way Yerushalmi Luach has it. I don't know if it's a good reason, but no, this is the reason. Shivas Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur. 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. Mefarshim Mafishim Kohen Gadol Mibeis, there's a lot of Chazar from Bavli. And they separate the Kohen Gadol from his house, Lichkos HaParhedrin, to the special office of Beis HaMikdash, Maskin Lo Kohen Acher, you set aside another Kohen, Tachtov, instead of him, as a backup, Shem Yer El Bob Sul, maybe he'll become Posel. Maybe Yer Omer, Af Isha Ches Maskin Lo, you can give him another wife, Shem HaTambos Ishto, maybe his wife will die, Shem HaKriper Badov Ad Beiso, has to atone for him and the members of his household, Beiso Ishto, his household is his wife, Omer Lo Chachom HaChom, saying, Kenya Yehud Omer, so if that's the case, maybe the second wife will die, let's make more of that Kodos, etc. Right, Bob Hashem Yehud, Shem Lo Min Ado, how do you know he has to separate 7 days before Yom Kippur? Look, I'm here. Kashir HaSab Yom, as it says by the Miluim, when the Aaron and his kids are being sanctified, consecrated for that voidah. Kasher HaSab HaYom HaZeh, as we did it on this day, Elu Shivas Mei Miluim, the 7 days Miluim, Tziva Hashem L'Dol Erois, Hashem commanded for all the generations, last souls, to do. Zeh Soy Shel Yom Kippurim, is it specifically before the story of Yom Kippur? Or any other story of Rosh Chodesh, maybe every Rosh Chodesh. He has to separate 7 years, right? 7 days, because there's also a L'Chapir, a story of L'Chapir. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bo, L'chaper Aleichem. No, it says that Kasher Tivo Hashem Asos L'chaper Aleichem. Chaper Aleichem means Kapora Shikazu, has to be a similar type of Kapora. Mazu Kapora Sam Latzo, L'chaper's Bunim Latzo, by Miluim. There was a separate Kapora for Aaron, separate Kapora for his kids. Havzu so too, they're talking about when the other times had two separations for 7 days, they are times when. Kapores Aaron, Latzmo Kapores Banim Lebatzmo. The Kapores Aaron and his kids are separate, which of course is Yom Kippur, when each one has their own corpus separate. Korban. Abiyanim Shere Pakapores Shom Laminado. He learns it out from here, or the following way, I should say. Kasher Sabayim Mazay Lushivas Miami Luim. Tiva Hashem, so too Hashem commanded for all generations, Zusreifas HaParah, not Yom Kippur, but rather before you do a Paraduma, you have to separate 7 days. Nehemar Kan Tiva Hashem, because here it says God commanded, Nehemar and the Lalon says by Paraduma, Zuschukas Ador Asher Tiva Hashem, which God commanded, Lamor, etc. Lasos. Now, it also says my milim lasos, right? L'chaper lasos, or whatever the exact language is, I forget. But amen, it says lasos. So for that, he also learns about Kapara, learns the additional facet of Shprisha before Yom Kippur. Maybe him also Sir Shosh Chodesh. No, Kihidam Rebo, L'chaper Lechem. It's like Rebbe said, it's a tom which is l'chaper aleichem. Kapor shikuzu one which is like the miluim. Mazu, just like the miluim, kapor she'enek she'elu b'koin go, oi koin go, could do it. Avzu kapor she'enelu b'koin go, do. So too, when it says lasos, it's sorry about a kapora, which could be on koin go, which is only Yom Kippur. Mabi koin is sorry, but it's part of the koin go, be Yom Kippur now. What is the qualitative difference between zafrosho, done for a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, and that for Rosh Hashanah done for the regular Kohen who does the Paraduma. I'll tell you, it's a good question you're asking. Is that for Rosh Hashanah B'Tahara? Do you want to do Paraduma with extra special on Tahara? Remember extra special on it? Why? Because we're going to do the ultimate Maisa Paraduma with a full Yom. Because it's talking about Tfil Yom can't do it, so if we're extra special with the Madregas of Tahara before, I had to show that it's not because from Mizal to Tumah V'Tahara Chas V'Sholeim, but in order to prove that Stokim wrong, that we do it with a Tfuyo. So there was the extra special Afrosha, and Shazel for Shosa Batara, Ve'ein Echav Akonim Nogimbo, therefore his brothers Kohanim would not touch him, lest they themselves would tell me. About Zel for Shosa Batara, post Afrosha for Yom Kippurim, it is a reflective, contemplative type of Afrosha. And therefore Echav Akonim Nogimbo, his brothers Kohanim can touch him, because they're not so afraid of his coming Tommy. Now, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it should be not du yolif, but the lo yolif. The lo yolif lo min hodin koriya. He doesn't learn from these paraduma, from these psukim by miluim. He doesn't learn that out. It should be not shema lo, but shemailo yibe para. You know, it's a mailo drabana by para that was super makbid in order to stick it in the eye of the tzedokim, right? But not that we inherently have to be so mak because the Torah says so. Still, silver parts, the special chumrah which we have by paraduma. Says Marnicho, okay, that makes sense. I'll die to the kapara, but according to my kapara, it should be the yoli flaming kariya, who learns that from miluim. Lo makan nogi makan enogi, it's the same source text, miluim. Why is there a qualitative difference? In one case, they can touch the guy, in the other case, they can't touch the guy. If it's both miluim from miluim, so there should be the same type of parameters. Says Gemara, Amrei Chia Bar Ado, Shloi Tamo, So Chov Kohanim. Says Gemara, you're right. Ain't a Chanami. That frosh for 7 days is learned from Miluim, but that his other Kohanim shouldn't touch him. That's a special chumrah we have in order that the tzedokim should be psyched out. Says Gemara, V'lo Kachenu Metamei Machma Tamei Machma Sayosa. Sayosa. Says Gemara, why not have his brother's Kohanim touch him? Lamaisa, all 7 days we sprinkle the ashes for the Pura. We asked this question above as well. All 7 days we sprinkle on Pura Aduma ashes. He doesn't need it all 7 days. Now, Loch is that Pura Aduma is Taharis Atmeim, but Metamei is Atahirim, right? So, anyway, the guy's going to be Tomei every night during the Shiva Simeah Frosh until Harev Shemesh, until night falls, right? So, what do you care if his brothers, the other Quantum, touch him? Same idea, right? So, says Gemara, Veloka Achenu Tomei Achmaz Yosioso. I'm Rabbi Boon, Apakaparo, you're right. Back me into a corner. Enachanami. Pakaparo's Machri Islam Mishum Milo Bapara Silsu Bapara. It's a special Milo that we do it that way, even though it really doesn't make any sense. Hashem and Lokish, boy, Kum Rabbi Yochanan. Hashem and Lokish asked for Rabbi Yochanan. Now, here I'm going to look like to read Bas. He said, Ima El Milui Makim, I'm sorry, Shion Kippur Makim. You want to learn from Miluim to Yom Kippur, so what are you going to say? Just like El Miluim is Makiv, so to the Sarshim Kippur is Makiv. And that's why you can draw a parallel from one to each other, because they're both necessary. It's not true. Sarshim Kippur is not Makiv. Right?
What, for the Kippur?
Yeah. If you don't have one, for what it's mechaper, it's makim. But you don't have one, you can do the rest of the avodah anyway. Whereas the Eilam Miluim, by our own consecrating, without the Eilam, he couldn't become a Kohen. So how can you learn from one to the other? Yimai Eilam Miluim makim, Sershio Kirim makim? It's not. V'mekavu minei. Not only that, Rabbi Yochanan accepted this refutation of his statement. Mean, how do I know? Since Raimon said, Raimon said, I don't understand how Rishim and Lokish could have asked such a question, and Rabbi Yochanan, accepted. Rabbi Yochanan should have answered, how, you don't think we found sometime when something which is not an impediment is learned out from something which is an impediment is learned out from something which is not an impediment, and something which is not an impediment, learned out from something which is an impediment? I'll prove to you from several places, for example. Moloch Vita, we have a classic Zerush Rava. It says, Moloch Vita, parallel, Ekish. It says, do Malika, right? Get slightly into the bird's neck, and then do Aktore. We darshin. Ma Malika berosh ha-mizbeach. Just like Malika's on the top of the mizbeach, of Aktore, so to Aktore, some berosh ha-mizbeach. How can we learn one of the other? Malika ma-kevis. Malika, you got to do, right? Because you got to get the blood out of the animal, right? And Aktore ma-kevis, so you don't have to do Aktore. If you don't put the bird on top of the mizbeach, you'd say. You nevertheless, you draw hackers to each other. Furthermore, Tommy, we learn Xer Shava, Tommy. Ne'amar Tomei Chavit says Tomei by the pancakes of the Kohen Gadol. Ne'amar Tomei Lechem Apanim says Tomei Lechem Apanim. Ma Tomei Amur B'Chavitim, just like Tomei just said by the pancakes of the Kohen Gadol. It's 12. Shnei Masar is 12. After Tomei Amur B'Lechem Apanim, Shnei Masar Lechem. It's 12. Shnei Masar. It's 2 12 breads. Now again the same question. Lechem Apanim Makim. Lechem Apanim. You got to have the Beit Hamikdash. And Chavitim Makeves, but the Chavitim they're not essential. They're good, but they're not essential. So we see we learn something which is a ikuf from something which is not an ikuf. How can we do that? Another kasha is lekicha. Is there a shava to take a bundle? Namal kiyam mitzayim says lekicha by in Egypt they had to take a bundle to dip in the blood and spread the lamb's blood on their doors. Namal lekicha slulav. It says you take a lulav, inside my guda, it says you should take a bunch as well. Malakicha l'mon mitzrayim aguda, just like the kicha, which is saying mitzrayim is an aguda, was bundled together. Avakicha mor lulav, so to when you take a lulav, aguda ogda lulav, aguda lulav makif. You have to bond it, tie it together with one of those kosher glach, whatever it is. So we see Mitzrayim made a makeves that they should put the blood on the doorpost of Mitzrayim. It's not an impediment. I mean, it was good because otherwise they would get killed, but it was not necessary. Will still gestorben, and go goodbye. But Hare Matzano Dover Makiv Lomi Dover Shane Makiv. The sign which is not an impediment is not a sign which is an impediment, or vice versa. Dover Shein Makiv, Lohami Dover Makiv. And so, which is an impediment is an impediment, not an impediment. So, Harashim and Lokish Makshim, mean, so Shein Lohi says you can't learn from Miluim to Yom Kippur, to the Mahafrosh Hafrosh, because Miluim is Makiv, Yom Kippur is not, right? So, it's more okay. Since Jewish law is such a big shot, learned the 7 days of Avrosha. This is why I'm happy you asked. Because that time very Rabbi Shmuel, we learn how to Rabbi Shmuel. Bezois Yovan Aaron El Kodesh. With this, Aaron should come to the Kodesh. Kamur, as it says, Beinian. Like it says in the matter. Ma Amor Binyan, because Amor Binyan is not the union of Yom Kippur, but the union of Miluim, because words are also superfluous. So you say, Ma Amor Binyan, Ma Pisha, so Koshiva, Vaivi Koshiva, just like by Miluim, we set him aside all 7 days, and he works all 7 days in Mechanica, so we train him Koshiva. Absolut, so to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Ma Pisha, so Koshiva, we set him aside all 7 days. Vayvi Kol Shiva need to serve all 7 days of Mechanukah and so Kol Shiva and we train him all seven. Says Mar, wait a minute. Did you just say Ma Omer Beinian? What does it say in the Inyan? Chi Omer Beinian? Does it say anywhere by Yom Kippur 7 days? Sounds like since it says 7 days, so we do 7 days. I'm saying you 7 days in Parshas Achrei Mois. Says Mar Gavaldi Gachap. This is not in the Bavli. I give you Shami credit for this. Says when I tell you what's mentioned. Elami Kevon Shemisas Bnei Aaron Amur Bin. It says Vahi Achrei Moshe Bnei Aaron. When did the two sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, die? During which epic? The epic of the Miluim. So since they died in Miluim, so we say it's Miluim is written in the parsha over here. Since it mentions Nadav and Avihu Achrei Shnei Bnei Aaron. It's as if the Miluim are slept into this Mikamish and Mises Bnei Aaron and Murabinyan, Lomesa El Miluim, the only time during the Miluim, Kamosha Armenia, it's as if the Miluim are mentioned here. Says, wait a minute. The late Savior of Shimon Lakish, Mishmina, Minatein Kra, where is Shimon Lakish now learned the 7 days after Rosh Hashanah from? From Miluim. Yeah, before he asked Rabbi Yochanan, big Gantz Kasha. How can you learn out from Miluim? Yom Kippur, by Miluim it's Ma'akiv, Yom Kippur is not Ma'akiv. So what's his Kasha? So says Gemara, Elkin is Hashem Mamila Makshilo. Was it being Chas Hashem to say about Rish Lakish such a term? But he was being, Nudniki. He knew there was learned from there, right? We want to ask Rabbi Yochanan and see if he can stump Rabbi Yochanan. The age-old desire of a Talmud is to trip up his rabbi. Okay? All right, Mr. Abud. A little bit of a garato. Actually, not yet. Rabbi Yisrael said this is also new Bavli. Time of the Shimon Logish Lab, Rabbi Shimon Logish really does not learn out from the Lib. Learns that from Har Sinai. Vayishkun Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. At the glory of God rests on Har Sinai. Ma Moshe lo nichlas lifnai v'lifnim. Moshe not go into the inner sanctum of the cloud. Actually, Skadish born until he was purified by the cloud called Shiva for 7 days. Avar lo nichlas lifnai v'lifnim. So to Har Shinai go and pays on Yom Kippur into the inner sanctum. And she's Rabbi Sharon Mishra until he's anointed called Shiva for 7 days. I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, so if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lami says, Beharan Amur Rabbi Inyan. Why by Yom Kippur do we mention the death of Bnei Aaron? According to Rabbi Shlokish, according to the first shot, it's not to make Zer Shava. Let's say that Miluim is 7 days and before Yom Kippur 7 days. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't learn that way. So what does he do by this, what does he do with this old time Drasha? Right? So why no? Why is he bringing that in line before? The only time Luim didn't do here. I'm Rechia Baba Bnei Aroy. The Echo Benisa Mesa the children of Aaron died first day of Nisan. You're right, which is Miluim. Long mask, me sus me on the Kippurim, why I mentioned that Yom Kippur. Lamecha to teach you. Shake a shame, she on my Kippurim, Mechapa Israel. Just like Yom Kippur is Mechapa and the Jewish people. Kach me sus the Tzadikim, so to them Tzadikim. Mechapa says Israel, don't to the Jewish people. Amrei bar Barbina, another George Rosh in the same way. Lama samacha kosa misas mirin la parashas pora. Why is it that the mirin take place immediately at the beginning of parashas chukas? Lamedcha to teach us that kshem she'efar pora micha peres al Yisrael. Just like the ashes of pora duma told for the Jewish people. Kach misal sachot tzadikim micha peres al Yisrael. They're tzadikim as well. Amrei bina amrei b'shol. Lama samacha kosa misas aron l'shibar luchos. Why in parashas sake of this is the death of Aaron adjacent to the breaking of luchos? Lamecha teaches shem isos abchil tzadikim, that the death of tzadikim koshiv ne'el kosh baruch was difficult before God k'shiva luchos, as if the luchos were broken. Okay, another famous chazal k'siv, it says v'nei shol nosim be'eros b'nei akon mosei ra. They travel from those bears when they come to Mosera. Shom meis Aaron, there Aaron died. V'chi Mosera meis Aaron, there Aaron died in Mosera. V'alo b'hor ha'or meis, died on the mount of the mountains. Says, Mor ha'mah, dod v'chsiv. Where do I know that? Because it says, V'ayal ha'or ha'kon el ha'or ha'or pi Hashem. He went up to ha'or v'ayom ha'shom, he died there. El ha'fascinating to Hashem. He came with Shom meis Aaron, once Aaron died. The stalker and the cover, the clouds of glory parted. They left. Vubikshu HaKananim is Karaswam. The Kananim came to wage war against the Jews because they were exposed. Hadol, see, that's what it says. Vaishma Kananim el Charod Yoshev HaNegev. The Kanani king of Aaron heard, who sat in the south, heard. Kibay Soderach HaSoyim, the Jews were coming up. Vayilachim Yisrael, and he fought with them. Mao Derech HaSoyim, what does Derech HaSoyim mean? Through the pathways. They were happy that they heard that the great tourist leader, Hanani HaKavod, had died, right? So now they became found for the Jews. And the Jews got fed up. It's the end of the 40 years. They want to go back to Egypt. They said, we're going to fight battles. Forget it. Let's go back to Egypt. They went backwards way stops. Rota Achrov Shivto Shalevi, and the Shevet Levi ran after to stop them. Vorek Menor Shmona Mishpachos, and the Shevet Levi killed 8 families among Am Yisrael. Avheim Orgumi Menor Arbon, they also killed 4 families in Levi. And what's the proof of that? Because Ulam Ramil Yitzari L'Chavani L'Azieli. It only doesn't mention them, again, these 4 families, until Divrei Yomim, late in Divrei Yomim. Why? Because until that time they were severely depleted by the forces of the other Bnei Yisrael fought against Levi. Um, When they come back, when they're popular enough to recount it, be made David. There's a David. Although they'll see that that's what it says. Yifrach b'yom of tzaddik, there will be blossoming in the days of the tzaddik for rov shalom and much peace, abli arech, without the moon setting and stopping. Okay? Amru, so once they sell up that Aaron's death caused them to wage war and spiritual bonds of war. Amru Mika Rabbanu L'Dami Alolu, what caused us to do this? Al Shalom Amru, they said, Al Shalom Asinu Chesim Bosa Tzayit, they didn't make a proper Chesim, meaning they didn't make a proper Leviam Hespate for him. So therefore, by the truth, the kosher, by the truth, the kosher, the speedu, the gomel, the tzad, the chesed, they did all the right things for him. The law and the custom system took place in Moseros, where the apostle attributes them, Kilo Mei Shum, as if Aaron died there, the Nikbar Shum, and was buried there, the gomel, the tzad, the chesed, they did tzad for the chesed there.
I don't recall this in the Bible.
No, it's Rashi and Chumash. It's not in the Bible, but it's Rashi and Chumash because it's a marriage as well. Okay, Rabbi, that's it for today. I think we did three blah tonight. So we'll call it an evening.